Welcome to another episode of Let's Chat With. Joining me are the founders of one-of-a-kind vegan ice cream company, spin and yoga instructors, Calgary sisters Jessica and Stephanie Yang. How are we doing today?
Hi, good. We're doing really well. Hello.
So you both are vegan. How long have you been vegan and why did you two become vegan?
So it's been a while now. Myself, about 12 years, just maybe around 15, around there. So we've been around for a while, that's for sure. And we became vegan for the animals. It's worked for our body, the taste of cooking and creating new vegan food. I think also another point too is we're just big animal lovers. We've always loved animals. Even growing up as kids, we've had, you know, every little animal, hamsters to rabbits to cats to dogs. And so every animal is equal. And so for us, it just made sense to not eat meat or incorporate anything towards the industry of animal agriculture or anything like that.
What was it like when you told people that you were going vegan?
Our background is Asian. So our dad was a little weirded out by that. We did grow up eating a lot of heavy meats and chicken and rice and everything too. So he was a little surprised. We had a few supporters. I think back then when it was 13, 15 years ago, there wasn't much alternatives. It was just, if you went out to a restaurant, French fries and a salad. So it's a lot easier now. It's way easier now. But we had some support, but a lot of question marks too.
You're living in Calgary. What's your city's vegan, vegetarian, plant-based food scene like?
Going really well. It's booming the last couple of years. We've been big in the community and we've supported every local restaurant that has opened. And there's high-end vegan restaurants. There's some casual. There's so much to choose from now. It's pretty wild what's out there.
What do you say to people who think of being a vegan as just eating three salads a day?
Oh, that's definitely false. I mean, a lot of people look at us and think, oh, you girls just must eat your veggies and salads. And of course we eat our veggies, but we have so many other options. I find that now being vegan, and Steph and I, we do cook a lot at home. We make so much more food. Like, you can do so much, whether it comes to burgers, chicken strips, pizza, lasagna, anything vegan, anything the people that can eat, we can eat vegan, and if not more.
And being in fitness, when I first transitioned to not eating any meat, I was a little worried. I thought, okay, I'm going to need my eggs, my chicken breasts, right. But I eat less protein. My body needs less protein. I have tofu, beans, quinoa, lots of other things, but I notice my energy level, my endurance is the best I've ever been in my entire life.
Yeah. And people usually ask us, the one question we always get is, where do you ladies get your energy to teach and to run a business and to walk your dogs and do all this other fun things? And we're like, it's literally what we eat. Yeah, you are what you eat.
What advice do you have for someone who wants to become vegan?
Baby steps, for sure. It's a journey. Don't just cut cold turkey. Look into vitamins, look into what nutrients, supplements, really do your research before you just jump into it and say, I'm cutting all this out. Maybe wean off of a few things a little bit. Yeah, that would be my advice. Jess?
Same thing. I think just taking baby steps and don't overthink it too, because sometimes if you're overthinking it, I find a lot of people can get very overwhelmed with the process, but just know that you're trying your best. And if you know the direction you want to go to, so cutting out meats and dairy and whatever else, is that's where you're going to get to.
You two are the founders of one-of-a-kind vegan ice cream company. How did that get started and why vegan ice cream?
I've said this before, we do love ice cream and we do a lot of cooking and baking together. So we just thought it'd be kind of neat to come up with something that was very unique that Calgary doesn't have. All natural ingredients that we use, coconut milk base. So we use no soy. We don't have any nuts. Just unique flavors that was really resonated with us as we grew up as a child. So we just thought turning it into more like ice cream is something that we wanted to make it into.
Yeah, and we've done a lot of pastries or donuts and some snacks, but we thought, hey, ice cream seems a little untouched here. There are some great products out there, but we thought maybe let's try it out and go from there and see where it takes us.
You only have four flavors. Which are the flavors and why these particular flavors?
Yeah, of course. So we have vanilla cinnamon bun. We have chocolate brownie fudge, chocolate mint, and we have strawberry milkshake, and we will have a fifth flavor coming out soon. Not yet though, but we're still kind of playing around with it and seeing what we can really get something really fun and interesting for the next one for sure.
Your ice cream comes in small batches and in pints. Why?
We decided to do small batch because that's how much we've kind of measured our ice cream to be to get the best quality. Since we're not a big name ice cream business just quite yet, we do just do small batches, handcrafted, just so that you can get the really, and us too,
and my partner Alex as well. He's kind of behind the scenes, but we also just wanted to make sure you get the highest quality of the ice cream. So that's why we do it more in small batches and in pints. We also started doing ice cream cones at one of our distributors for Goodness Bake as well. So that's available, but we figured start out with pints and go from there and see what happens.
For people who don't live in Calgary, how do they get a pint of ice cream?
Oh, they got to come visit us.
I know.
Well, we hope that the goal is to spread Canada-wide, nationwide, for sure. Yeah. I mean, maybe we'll hop over to BC. Maybe we'll hop over down to the West End. Yeah. The goal Toronto, would be for sure. But if anybody comes to YYC Calgary, please come check us out. One-of-a-kind vegan ice cream.
Gordon Ramsay once said, never mix business with family. What's it like working together?
It's fun. To be honest, I think that working together, like, obviously, we're family. We've grown up together. But we really know how to work well with each other. And we honestly enjoy working with each other. We really do have
a closer bond, maybe because we are twins.
Yeah.
We've done a lot together, but we know when we need space. We know we can kind of feel a lot with each other, so we know when to take space or when we can just kind of work together.
I couldn't picture anyone else with anyways, with a, you know, like Steph has been a great business partner, family supporter, and even having my partner involved in Wallet, it's been fun, really fun.
When you step into the kitchen, is it just business or is it business with a little bit of fun?
Both. We get our game face on and you know, we like to have fun. We're taking silly videos, and at the end of the day we just kind of want to pinch ourselves and say, oh, I can't believe we're doing this, but it's through our hearts. And it's just something we love doing, making ice cream and putting some good quality product out there,
letting people try and seeing what we have created for everyone.
Where do you see One-of-a-Kind Vegan Ice Cream Company in 5 years?
At the rate we're going right now with the support and the love, we talk about maybe a storefront. We said maybe we'll get into some big grocery store names, but
Canada-wide.
I see us taking over in a good way, just reaching everybody we can, just showing them how good vegan ice cream can be, just plant-based.
Exactly. And just knowing that even if you're not vegan or if you're, you know, dairy-free, lactose-free, just know that, like, there is a product out there for you that you can try that doesn't taste stale or not flavorful. You know, we want this product to be out there for everyone to try.
Outside of the world of vegan ice cream, you both are fitness instructors. Jessica, you teach yoga, and Stephanie, you run spin class. Why did you get involved with this?
Well, right now, I'm glad we did, because I think with ice cream, it's a nice balance. But we've been teaching for probably almost 10, 12 years now, and fitness has always been a big part of our lives. It's an outlet. I like to express myself, show my passion. It's just been a huge life changer for me, and I absolutely love motivating people.
Yeah, and I think with yoga, so I've been teaching for about 9 years, but practicing probably close to again the 15 range mark. And it's just something that I really found that resonated with me, with the mind-body connection, that you're just really in tune with yourself and your spirit. I know sometimes when I used to be so busy just doing everything at once, I'd just lose track of my time. I wouldn't feel grounded, but yoga has really helped me feel grounded, more present. And I think that's when I wanted to just teach it to others. You know, I'm like, you know what? I love what I do. I love teaching, and I'll always be teaching on the side, no matter what happens with the ice cream business. But it just kind of shows everyone that you can, you know, teach what you love doing, but also be very, very present in a way with your body, mind, and spirit.
Have your lives of being fitness instructors and vegan ice cream makers ever crossed? How and why?
How did it cross? I mean, yeah. We love food. We love fitness. So I just feel like it's the perfect combo. And
sometimes with ice cream, we have cheat days. So that's another reason why we're like, you know what? It came across together. It makes sense. Sometimes we have our cheat days. Let's just make this and let's do our fitness on the side.
And we love food and I like to eat a lot. We do. And so to balance that out, I need to exercise. And I'm not saying I need to go 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, but just a little bit of balance, have fun with it, and just feel good about myself too.
Yeah.
Finally, where can people find more information about you both and Once Upon a One-of-a-Kind Vegan Ice Cream Company? Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, website? Yes.
Yeah, we have a few platforms for sure. We're on TikTok, Instagram, our website. So One-of-a-Kind Vegan Ice Cream. So all of those platforms. We are working on a Facebook. We have our personal pages as well. We have a twin account together, Steph and Jess, _2. And then we also have our personal ones, Steph Yan and Jess Yan too. So we have a few things going on, but all in all, great community, great support with everyone.
Thank you, Jessica and Stephanie, for joining me on this episode of Let's Chat With.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.